What's up, everyone? I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, June 29, 2008, and yes, Maximum Mike is back, and damn, does it feel good. Last week, on June 23rd, though, I turned 26, so I'm a little older, a little wiser, and I feel like I should take this opportunity to celebrate a bit, but I missed my birthday. And yet, we can always find an opportunity to rock out, so I'm gonna celebrate friends, people I need to give shouts out to, and of course, this coming Friday is July 4th, Independence Day in the U.S. of A. So we're gonna paint the town red, white, and blue this week on Rock for Rookies. That was Pride of America by Saliva from the album Back Into Your System, and I have to tell you, very few artists nowadays are actually making pro-American songs. I don't live in the States anymore, but I appreciate what America gave to me when I was growing up. For those of you who don't know, I was born in Houston, Texas, and yes, I know, I don't have an accent. That's probably because my mom is from Jersey and my dad's from Sweden. Not Switzerland. Sweden. I felt I should clarify that for all you Americans who don't know geography. But then, when you come from the great state of Texas, which is like a whole other country, you never want to leave, let alone care about other countries, and so we turn to bowling for soup and their Texas salute, Ohio.
She said she needed a break, a little time to think. But then she went to Cleveland with some guy named Leland that she met at the bank. There's nothing wrong with Ohio, except the snow and the rain. I really like Drew Carey, and I'd love to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So when you're done doing whatever, and when you're through doing whoever, you know Denton County will be right here waiting for you. Come back to Texas. Then she cleaned out her closet. Guess I'll sit here and wait for her to come back home. It shouldn't take very long. I bet she misses the sunrise and misses bad fruit pies, but I could be wrong. So when you're done doing whatever, and when you're through doing whoever, you know Denton County will be right here waiting for you. Come back to Texas. It's just not the same since you went away. I bet you missed your exit and drove right on through the Lone Star State. There's a seat for you at the rodeo, and I've got every slow dance saved. Besides the Mexican food trucks, no, they're here anyway. Troy Aikman wants you back. Willie Nelson wants you back. NASA wants you back. And the Bush twins want you back. Pantera wants you back. And Bluebell wants you back. I got a premonition, I'm taking a petition, and the whole state's gonna sign. Come back to Texas.
No, 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 no. So I turn the radio. all despite you. And I get what I get just despite you. And I got what I got all despite you. And I get what I get just despite you. And I got what I got all despite you. And I get what I get just despite you.
That was the Raconteurs with Salute Your Solution, the first single off their album, Consolers of the Lonely. I decided to play them despite Jack White's anti-American stance. That's right, Jack White, lead singer of the White Stripes, apparently having one super successful group was enough. But you know, I'd be okay with it if his ex-wife Meg was also doing her own thing, but no, he has to go work on two albums from two different bands. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't know why this pisses me off so much. Michael, breathe in. Breathe out. And leave the anger behind. Before the Raconteurs, we heard from Newfound Glory and a great cover of one of my favorite childhood songs, Stay by Lisa Loeb. Now, what makes this an amazing cover is that Lisa Loeb sings in it with them, a fantastic duet. But now that I have exorcised the anger demons from within, I want to give my first dedication of the show, and it goes out to Nava Posey, who, after having taken an extensive poll, brought to my attention that if her personality was a musical genre, she would not be bubblegum pop. Either way, Nava, you still make me want a la-la.
You can dress me up in diamonds. You can dress me up in dirt. You can throw me like a lineman. I like it better when it hurts. You can meet me on an aeroplane or in the back of the bus. You can throw me like a boomerang. I'll come back and beat you up. Oh, I've waited here for you. Don't keep me waiting. You make me wanna lie.
In the kitchen on the floor, I'll be a witch, babe. Where I meet you at the soul to you. You cut me from behind. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. I'm scared of the truth, I'm tired of the lies. 'Cause who I am is where you wanna be. Times I shared with you, were you even there at all? Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. Just scared of the truth, I'm tired of the lies. 'Cause who I am is where you wanna be.
Table got gospel in the air. The river and green be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
That song was on my list of best road trip songs ever. To drive through America with that as a soundtrack is emotionally moving. It really does represent the best ideas of what America stands for. America is just not as bad as everyone makes it out to be. Though making fun of daily goings-on in America is always fun. That's why recently I've gotten into a vlog, a video blog on YouTube called SXC Phil, or The Philip DeFranco Show. It's what I watch religiously, in between making this show and catching up with the spectacular Spider-Man animated series. Now, I highly recommend checking out The Philip DeFranco Show. The link is in the news box on the Rock for Rookies Facebook page. If you're one of the three people who listen to me who aren't on Facebook, just go to www.youtube.com/user/SXEPhil. Now, back to the music. The song Walking in Memphis is by Mark Cohen, not Bruce Springsteen, though the song is credited to him all over the internet. If you have a version by Bruce, it's not him. It's really Cohn. Springsteen has never covered it, though the country band Lone Star have covered it, as well as Cher. Though I don't know how you'd mix up Cohn with Cher. Now, before Cohn, we heard from 12 Stones and their song Lie to Me off the 2007 album Anthem for the Underdog. I really am a fan of this Christian alternative rock band, but if you like them, you're gonna love the next band. This song goes out to my number one fan, my first fan, and his wife Talia. Ari Tager, this is for you, homie. Rock hard. Here's Breakin' Benjamin and Follow Me.
The sun. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the boss. Bruce Springsteen and his massive mega hit Born in the USA off the eponymous album back in 1984. It was his seventh album, and I also just found out it was the first album ever manufactured in the US of A. Now, the Subways was the second band we heard from, and the song Oh Yeah. I heard them described as the Arctic Monkeys with balls. I personally would do my best to keep the Arctic Monkeys off my show, but I heard a rumor that some of my boys are planning to do an indie rock show and submitting it to Rock for Rookies to play as a special. John, Sal, keep the monkeys out of it. This next song I heard just recently, and I felt moved. And in honor of the good old American Southland style, this is Toby Keith with his song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly. Of the red, white, and blue.
A fantastic song showing pride in your own nation, which is seen as passé, so it's nice to hear. Now, for those of you who don't like country music, I have a song which, well, I can't guarantee how you'll take it. This guy cuts like a knife, he's the man in black, but most importantly, he's the American man. See you in part two.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to part two. I am Maximum Mike, and you're listening to Rock for Rookies here on www.rockforrookies.com. This week, we're celebrating America and friends. In late 2000, I was in a pre-military academy, and me and my friends were sitting around, smoking a hookah, when someone ran into the room and shouted, "The Palestinians have declared an intifada!" At that exact moment, we all went silent, and James Hetfield screamed out, "So be it!" Don't Tread on Me is a very militaristic sounding song off the self-titled album Metallica, or the Black Album amongst fans. Now, this song has an instrumental intro which samples the song America from the plain film West Side Story. Now, I didn't know that, but as soon as Elle heard it, she did. She has ears like a bat. Now, obviously, I don't think I should have to say it, but I will. Sweetheart, while I was gone, I missed you so much.
beach. We used to build a fire, stare into the rising heat. He used to set me free, lift me from the concrete sea. 7 days there in the sun.
Was the already retro classic band The Ataris, as they were one of the pioneers of pop punk before it was made popular. That was the song Beautiful Mistake, a song that proves kitschy is usually catchy. Now, before them, we heard from the Welsh rockers Feeder. Feeder's one of those bands that, though they never had any number ones on the charts, they got the respect from the industry for their style and sound, receiving numerous awards. That was their song 7 Days in the Sun. Now, we started off the block with Smash Mouth because they had the words I needed to express my feelings. I want to share an article which I was recently directed towards. It was an article from the BBC discussing a poll in Total Guitar magazine. The article discusses the worst and best cover songs of all time. In the top four covers of all time, we had Jimi Hendrix for his rendition of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, the Beatles for their cover of Twist and Shout by the Top Notes, and Guns N' Roses for Live and Let Die originally by the Wings. Now, that's all well and good, but what matters to me is the worst cover songs of all time. The number one spot went to Celine Dion and her rendition of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. God, awful. Editor Stephen Lawson said Dion's cover was sacrilege. Number two was a Sugar Babes Girls Out Loud cover of Walk This Way. It was disgusting. Now, you'll find all the links in the page. Now, I'm going to add to the list, though. Grit your teeth and listen to Shakira singing Back in Black. It's so much worse than Celine Dion, I almost cried. Now, without a doubt, it was Johnny who turned me on to this article. Now, and the tagline for last week's show was, "While Michael is away, Johnny will play." But playing's not his style. I heard the show and my brain was full after part one. Johnny does not play around. So, compadre, this next song's for you to show you my appreciation for all the work. Off of Disturbed's new album, Indestructible, here's the song, Perfect Insanity. Next song goes out to a new friend of mine who needs to know that without a doubt, she should know that we are behind her 100%, and we're here if you need us. Leia, stay strong. I think this song describes you perfectly. Here's OK Go and Invincible. Okay,
destroy the earth, we'll have to go through you first. Bet they won't be expecting that. When they finally come to destroy the earth, they'll have to deal with you first. And now my money says they won't know. Them like you did to me. Will you leave them stunned and stuttering? When they finally come, how will you handle them? Will you devastate them deliberately? 'Cause I'm gonna guess they won't be prepared.
Final song of the show before the salute goes out to my favorite person ever, or at least that's how she's labeled in my phone, Shira. Thanks for all the hard work you've been putting into Bias. The triumvirate humbly bows and curtsies in your presence. You are exactly the girl we need.
Oh,
That was Kate given the genre title College Rock, which is meant to describe alternative rock back when alternative was mostly played on campus radio. Hey, is Rock for Rookies a kind of college radio station? After all, I am in university. But let me tell you something. It's time to get back to America and back to the music. This next singer is as American as it gets. So, he's also this week's salute. Let him introduce himself.
My name is Kate.
Your name certainly is Kid Rock, and this week on Rock for Rookies, we're gonna salute the American badass himself. Kid Rock, born Robert James Ritchie in 1971, and was brought up with a very eclectic and varying style of music. He started dancing in malls at the age of 11, and soon after bought a turntable so he could master the music of Run-DMC and the Beastie Boys. By 16, he was DJing at parties for beer, and finally at 17, he scored a demo contract with Jive Records, which dropped him like a brick after the worldwide Vanilla Ice fiasco when everyone was tired of white people rapping. From 1992 till 1997, he spent jumping from different music labels and getting a small but tight following in his native state of Michigan. Finally, he scored a deal with Atlantic Records and put out the album Devil Without a Cause, featuring his backup band Twisted Brown Trucker. After the single Welcome to the Party came out, the album failed to catch on and collected dust for 8 months on the shelves until he was invited to play a massive MTV party in Miami. He released the song Ba With Da Ba, and things were never the same for Kid Rock again. Here, off the album Devil Without a Cause, is my favorite Kid Rock song, Cowboy.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a Kid Rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock, and I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining,
cowboy, baby.
West Coast chilling with the moon.
Train rolls in, it goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me a
cowboy, baby. With a top that back and the sunshine shining,
cowboy, baby.
West Coast chillin' with the boom
fly. I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
Ride that night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby.
I can smell a thing from a mile.
Kid Rock found his niche in the new metal rap rock sound that had exploded along with bands like Limp Bizkit, Korn, Stained, and eventually Linkin Park. But when listening to the words, you do hear him saying things like he's not gangster rap, because as a kid, he was straight out the trailer. Now, he developed this very southern rap attitude. In 2000, he acquired the rights to all of his old stuff from various record labels and released the album History of Rock, which featured one new song. Very much like the stuff off The Devil, this song presented a new change in Kid Rock, and all of a sudden being American became more than just pride. It became his underlying theme. Kid Rock became the American Badass.
Yeah, and I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans, and all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I played their game, and had to scream my name. I will show no shame, I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of strolls, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof, with the gift of gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab and knock critics back, and I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill and wanna see us fry. I guess because the only God knows why. Why? 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 Oh. They call me cowboy. I'm the singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
Let me hear where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
I'm giving it back. So say,
hey, hey.
Show me some metal and say,
hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all.
I like AC/DC and ZZ Top. We'll see this beasties and the kings on rock. Skinner, Seeger, Limp, Korn, the Stones. David Allen Coe with No Show Jones. Yeah! Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit, soul from Motown. The underground stone, fucking pimp. With tracks that Mac can slap back the whack. Never gain away, I don't play with ass. But watch me rock with Liberace Flash. Punk rock the class, boy bands are trash. I like Johnny Cash and Grandmaster Flash. Flash, 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 flash. They call me cowboy. I'm the singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
Let me hear where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
I'm giving it back. So say,
hey, hey.
Show me some metal and say,
hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw your band jumping around on stage like a bunch of wounded ducks. When you don't learn, sucker, you just can't fuck with.
Listen.
Amazing grace. I'm gonna fuck some hoes after I rock this place. Super fly.
some of us felt that song to be blasphemous, because who was Kid Rock to use Metallica music? Well, it turns out that he had more than just Metallica's blessing. He had James Hetfield's job. James got sick during a tour that Kid Rock was touring with them on, and he actually replaced Hetfield for several songs. Soon after, he released the official follow-up to Devil Without a Cause. Fans were very excited when the album Cocky was finally released, and opinions were varied. Some people thought it was too country, while others thought it was too soft, or just not original. One way or another, Kid Rock had changed his ways, and we were introduced to a new swaggering, spitting, redneck rocker. Here, off the album Cocky, is the song Forever.
The earth is shifted, it raised the gifted. You knew I'd be back, so pack your bone and hit the road, Jack. Cause daddy's home with the funky hot grits, thick like Al Roker, pumping out hits, getting chips like Oprah. Bitch, I told ya, do not hate or question the music I make.
Put out two albums since Cocky. The self-titled Kid Rock didn't do very well, being that it was very country with barely any heavy metal or rap in it, and most of the singles charted on the country charts, not the billboards. In 2007, though, he released his first album to go number one ever. It was called Rock and Roll Jesus. It took home the Outstanding National Album Award, and his song So Hot went to number one in several different countries. I think because he finally found the country metal that's so in right now with bands like Nickelback, Default, Hinder, and Chris Daughtry. Either way, Kid Rock is not the kind of person to find his niche and stick to it, as his next album is to be titled Running With The Kid, which will be a duet album between Kid Rock and Reverend Run of Run DMC. The Kid's going back to his rap roots. Kid Rock has been a major player in my last 10 years of listening to music, and he's one of my favorite artists, so for that and all the reasons above, Kid Rock... Well, that brings us to the end of our show on this beautiful week of June 29, 2008. I am Maximum Mike, and you've been rocking with Rock for Rookies. See you next week.